I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thanks for being with us. Just a few days away now, and President Trump has been out stumping for the GOP ahead of the midterms. He told a crowd in Fort Myers last night that it's one of the most important elections in our lifetimes.
Although I will say, not as important as 2016.
The single issue that Trump has seized on in recent days to rally the base is immigration.
Republicans want strong borders, no crime, no chaos, and no caravans.
Trump has been talking about the situation along the U.S. southern border as a national security crisis. Here's another moment from Trump's rally in Florida last night.
But we're getting prepared for the caravan, folks. You don't have to worry about that. Getting prepared for the caravan. And they got a lot of rough people in those caravans. They are not angels. They are not.
For a reality check, we talked with Maria Sacchetti. She covers immigration for The Washington Post. And I asked her what it is about the caravan that makes it such a powerful symbol for the Republican base.
The caravan is visually striking. Right? They're out in the open. They're not sneaking into Mexico or into the United States. They're trying to come straight away. And I think that, you know, that that's something that is easy to cover. You know, the media can be there. We can talk to people. It's something that is easy to see. And so the president and others can point to it as something that is perceived as a threat to the United States. Now, of course, they're very far away from the United States. You know, last we heard, unless something changes and they get on buses, but it would take them many weeks to get even to the Mexico border with the United States. But Americans see them on television. You know, it feels closer than it is. And these are folks that the president has portrayed as a threat. Now, we don't know. I mean, the photos I'm seeing a lot of women. I'm seeing a lot of children. One of the reasons I'm hearing that people are banding together in a caravan is because it's safer for them.
So let me ask you about some of the things that the Trump administration has been doing and proposing regarding all the migrants. I mean, it's working on a plan, it says, at the White House to bar people from getting asylum if they enter the country between ports of entry. Can Trump do something like that?
Well, so according to the lawyers we've talked to, no. I mean, that would violate international agreements. The idea is if you're running for your life, you should be able to run for your life and you should be able to step on U.S. soil and ask for protection.
Can Trump back out of those international agreements and deny asylum anyway?
Those are complicated questions, I mean, that remain to be seen. But as of right now, we've signed on to them. So it would raise a lot of questions and it could lead to some real harm for people who are legitimately in fear for their lives. It could also affect our foreign policy interests, but I guess we'll see.
Then there are the troops that Trump has ordered to the border. The Pentagon started by sending 800, then Trump raised it to 5,200, and now he's talking about somewhere between 10 and 15,000.
Nobody's coming in. We're not allowing people to come in. You look at what happened in Mexico 2 days ago with the roughness of these.
Can he really just do that?
Well, he certainly has been sending and said he's going to do it. I mean, I suppose we'll have to see and how that would be funded.
I finally have an ethical question for you, Maria. It's about covering this story. An article in the Columbia Journalism Review says it's irresponsible for the news media to promote Trump's comments. And the author writes, Trump routinely says things that aren't true, and if you repeat them without saying they're false, you're part of the problem. So it's accusing the press of being a megaphone for Trump's lies. What do you think?
I don't think we've ever been stenographers for this administration or any other. I mean, our job is certainly to report what the elected president of the United States says. And it's absolutely essential that we verify the facts and present differing views and really dig to the bottom of that. And I think my colleagues at The Washington Post, especially the fact checkers, have done extraordinary work on that. And very quickly, you know, they've really highlighted when the facts have not been correct. And that has happened hundreds of times under the Trump administration. Because remember, the media, we talk to everyone, and our job is to do that. I mean, Trump has his megaphone with or without us. He has Facebook, he has social media, he has Twitter. And so our job is absolutely essential to go to the places, to talk to the people, and to check the facts. And we do that every minute of every day.
Maria Sacchetti at The Washington Post, thank you very much.
Thank you.